Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Why are you holding your hands out?
Why? Because Tommy snapped his fingers and pointed at me. What
you
did I miss?
You thought you were going to open the show. I got things going on here.
What are you doing?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Did your payment not go through? What are you trying to do?
Buy tickets.
Well, can you wait 20 minutes? Is this a hot item?
Yes. I'm so happy with myself right now, and my wife's just going to be ecstatic. I have bought tickets to an event that I'm going to take her to, and we never leave the house. Aren't you kind of proud of me?
The Carole King musical that
Century
2.
Why'd you spoil it?
I don't know. Is she listening?
Apparently, I can't. Apparently, I have no idea what I'm doing here. Invalid expiration date. What am I supposed to do here?
What's your expiration date on and your number?
Oh, I see. All right, we're good now. How cool am I?
Real cool.
My life is an ongoing effort to be cool. You know that. It drives you crazy.
Doesn't drive me crazy.
But it's, and as I get older, it's harder and harder to do. But that's all I really want to do.
Did you really think the tickets were $350?
They were on some site I looked at.
Because on the WichitaTix.com, the highest ticket is $85.
And that's what I bought, baby.
Good.
Huh? Now, if my wife's Debbie is listening, I didn't get approval from her. I didn't even ask her if she's available. So what if she's not? What if Sunday at 1 o'clock, would you go with me?
No, good God, no.
To Carole King?
It's not like she's performing.
I know that.
So no.
But she's written some of the most iconic music ever.
Well, good, and I want to hear her sing it. No offense to the lovely people.
This is a Broadway show. This is a high-dollar, big-time production.
Oh,
everybody I've seen who's gone has raved about it.
Oh, I bet you'll have a lot of fun. I honestly do.
Thank you. Why don't things like that appeal to you, I wonder?
I don't know. It's hard to get out. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't think so. I went to the Steve Martin and Martin Short thing, and all I could think about was how long it was. It was entertaining, sure. But it also was
are
2 hours.
You are the least comfortable in your skin.
They said at the beginning that it's an hour stretched into two, and it really played out that way. It was prophetic.
You are the least comfortable in your skin person I know.
I don't think that's true at all.
You don't seem to have fun?
I don't know what that has to do with, and that's not true, for one.
Well, it is. Tell me the last time you had fun.
I have fun blocking Noel on Twitter right now.
Why are you blocking Noel on Twitter right now?
Because he's a piece of garbage. I don't know.
Let's not do that.
What?
Please.
What?
That's why. Because you actually say that about a person.
He's acting like it. Why is that sickening?
I just hate it. Is that what we've devolved into? Is that what social media is? Why are you on it?
I don't know.
Get off of
it. Apparently so people can say, not listening to the show today. And then, I didn't listen to the show yesterday.
So
and
what
then
if
calling
he doesn't
me Bob.
Listen?
And that's a piece of garbage. That's how I would define that.
Well,
human
he probably
being.
Thinks you are.
Great.
So stop it. Noel, if you want to listen to the show, please do. At 869-1240. We need all the listeners we can get.
No, we don't. We don't need idiots.
Unbelievable. That's how we start our Friday show. I mean, I can't believe you sometimes.
Why?
How confrontational you are with people.
I'm confrontational? I'm not listening to the show today. Who
cares?
Who initiated that
confrontation? Why does that even matter?
It doesn't. That's why I blocked
it. Why do you get so upset by things
like that? I'm not upset. I think that's a waste of my time and that person's time to say stupid stuff like that.
But you say equally stupid stuff.
I don't.
You are honest to God, dude.
I don't. I don't go out of my way.
On this show, you actually said it.
I don't go out of my way to insult people.
You just did.
No, I didn't. That was someone forcing themselves into my way for no reason.
Here's the problem that you have. And it reared its ugly head yesterday on the show. You are right no matter what. No matter how many people tell you you're not right, you're right.
Well, I was right yesterday, but again.
But no matter how many people tell you you're wrong, you're going to stick to your guns. See, that's what I mean.
But I wasn't. By fact, and
everybody who has ever been involved in sports, as a participant especially, understands that there's such a thing as momentum.
But there isn't.
You're wrong. You are just clearly wrong.
Okay. I don't think that I am. There's no outside of, I have momentum. Explain
that. But Jason Duda, who was a high-level athlete, played at a high level in his sport.
But you can't define it.
You can.
No, you can't.
You know it when it's there. And anybody who's ever played at a high level recognizes momentum.
Okay.
It's obvious. Your team gets on a roll. You play better than you've ever played. It just happens.
Right, but that's not a predictive thing. There's no such thing as that.
But if there was
such a thing, then people could do it all the time, no matter what, whenever they want.
No, it's not a predictive thing. It's momentum.
Right, and if it really existed, it could be duplicated. You could find a magic formula for it, and you could do it anytime
really exists,
you want it.
But you can't just conjure it. It's a real thing, but you can't just do it whenever you want.
If you can't conjure it, then it's
momentum.
Not real.
I mean, it's clear. You are dead wrong.
Okay.
And the point
I
tried to make.
I don't
want
to argue with you because you seem already upset.
I'm not happy with you.
So I'm going to try.
I don't like it when we on this show call people names. I think that crosses a line, and I don't like it.
Well, I don't like.
I don't care what you
don't
like.
I don't like ad hominem attacks on
That's
the internet
fine.
For
and
no
you
reason.
Keep them private.
Well, you asked when the last time I had fun was.
Just keep them private. That's all I ask. And folks, if you wonder whether this show is real sometimes, right now it is.
Kinda.
No, not kinda.
Who's on the line?
I don't care who's on the line. We will get to the line. Here's Andrew. Andrew, you stepped into a bee's hive today.
Wow. That's crazy. But first of all, I gotta say, my grandma and grandpa just heard you talking about the show. They said that show is amazing, Bob, and you'll love it. They saw it in Chicago. That's where they live. They're down here for graduation. But they said the show's amazing and you'll love it.
Your big day is tomorrow, and we'll be with you there in spirit as you graduate from Mulvane High School. That's okay. Any big plans tomorrow night, Andrew?
Tomorrow I got a bunch of graduation parties I'm going to go to, have a fun time with friends and stuff. And, that's going to be great. Can't wait to graduate. I can't wait for state baseball. Let me just say, the compliments to Jeff and Steve Nelson yesterday. The momentum of the show was great as you were moving into that, and it got even better at the end.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. I hope you all have a great day. Okay?
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it. Let's see what Pastor Mike has.
Oh, man.
No, that's okay. Pastor Mike, hello.
I am concerned about Jeff. I mean, I appreciate, he is all out there. That's one thing you say about Jeff, is that he is out there. He's probably the antithesis of you a little bit, because he doesn't really care if people like him or not. In fact, he sometimes pushes buttons because, like he said, he enjoys it, like cutting people off in traffic and wonder why they continue to follow him.
I didn't cut him off. I prevented him from cutting me off, and he got mad.
Exactly. You're passive-aggressive. You like to disagree. In a way that's good. I mean, you certainly stand up for what you believe in, if some of it, even like your father says, and most of us believe, kind of nonsense, but you believe it and good for you. Other than, man, I hate to see you get so negative about, and I know you probably would have pulled that back piece of garbage, because I understand your dad's concerned with that. I would be concerned if my children did that. fact, I...
Well, my apologies, but...
No, there's always a but. See, there's not just a, yeah, that did cross the line.
Twitter is the haven for people who love to say what they didn't do.
Rise above it.
I didn't see that stupid movie. I didn't listen to your show yesterday.
Rise above it.
And being proud of all the stuff that they didn't do.
You can't justify it.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. That's garbage.
Rise
above it. I didn't see Avengers. Everyone wants to broadcast what they didn't do.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I appreciate just passion, and he's... Like I said yesterday, I think he really enjoyed everybody being frustrated with his discussion of no momentum, and he's very rock solid on that. And again, like I think we had you and I had a reasonable conversation yesterday about, you know, how we disagree on those things. But clearly, if you would have watched the game last night, you would have saw that Golden State was playing a different game without Kevin Durant, and some of the passes that were made, I was amazed by a lot of stuff. But some of the passes, like you said, some of these guys, Jalen Green and others, do. It was fun basketball, and they had momentum, and that's how they made up a 15-point deficit in the second half, because they clearly were outplayed the first half, and then they got the momentum and won the game. And so I think last night was a good example of that.
I agree, Pastor Mike, but you're gonna have a heck of a time convincing this guy of it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
And no problem. I'm going to go to that Carole King thing too, so I don't know if that show, but...
I got my tickets.
There you go. And you did it online. So, yay for old man who can buy things online. So,
thank you, Pastor Mike.
Good deal. All right, thanks.
869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. If you want to call today,
please feel free.
Because you got this show off to an ugly start.
Well,
quite frankly.
I guess I shouldn't have called someone a piece of garbage, but when you're acting...
No, there's always a but.
There is.
There can't always be a but. It's just simple.
Yeah, there can.
You can be wrong, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
But,
don't act like one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but. That has no relevance to anybody.
If you're not one, don't act like one.
It's just a shame. I mean, seriously. I'm being honest with you.
Great.
It's a shame that you can't recognize that crossed the line.
Fine. I said it did. But if you're not that, don't act like it.
But.
Right.
Always a but.
Exactly.
Every single time. Not just, I was wrong.
I wasn't wrong, though.
No, you were
wrong. He was acting like that.
Yes.
You doesn't mean he's permanently
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. It's his fault.
I agree.
Oh, my God. If you ever learn to ignore criticism,
it wasn't criticism.
Oh yeah,
I can handle criticism.
All it is criticism.
Saying, "Oh, you're so sensitive, Bobby," that's not criticism. That's just dumb.
That's just criticism.
No, that's dumb.
It rolls off your back. You don't even pay attention to it.
Fine.
I mean, seriously, it means nothing.
Saying you're so sensitive, Bobby, to me,
what
is dumb?
It may be dumb,
disrespectful.
But why even respond?
Because it's disrespectful, and you don't just get to act like that to people. You just don't get to do that.
So his disrespect turns into your disrespect.
Yeah, because I'm better at it.
Which, that's honestly how you feel.
Right. If I wanted to go after Noel Beal, who uses an anonymous name and a fake picture on the internet to insult people, I could, but I'm holding back.
This is why you ought to get off social media.
I agree.
You don't do it well. You just don't. You're too sensitive.
I don't know what that has to do with sensitivity.
You're too thin-skinned. You can't. You want to mix it up too much.
No, I don't know what that has to do with sensitivity.
It's just not a pleasant thing.
But what does that have to do with sensitivity?
You're on it all the time. You're checking Twitter continuously. It's virtually your entire life.
No, it's not.
Jeff, it really is.
No, it's really not.
Every time I'm around you, you're looking at it.
No,
Twitter to you is some big deal.
No, it's not.
Well, why are you on it as much as you are?
I'm not on it as much as I am. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my God.
I don't go out of my way to tell people that I'm not participating.
To me, social media is hardly even worth the time of day.
I agree.
It's good for League 42 on Facebook. That's pretty much it. But to get bogged down in this trading of insults, I don't understand. I don't understand it. We need a more peaceful world, not a less peaceful world.
Well, I think we've achieved that.
And if Noel was sitting here, I'd tell him the same thing.
Now that Noel Beal is
here's
not
Jim. Jim, hello. You're
in
on the
my
show.
Timeline anymore.
How about that center field home run with the Shockers last night?
Don't know anything about it, Jim.
Well, you didn't know anything about it. I think a center field home run where there's four scores is the magic of baseball.
There you go. A grand slam, anyway, I presume.
My question is, 10 days ago when the Shocker women got beat out of the softball tournament because the other team had a higher lay-in, they didn't take the last game.
It rained, Jim. They rained out the tournament. They couldn't get it played.
I understand that. But did they make up the rules as they went?
It was a bylaw. They had it in the rules. If they couldn't play because of rain, they gave themselves a window of time, and if it didn't work out on that window of time, they told everybody to go home.
No, they took the highest seeded team.
Right, that's in the...
Even though the Shockers had beat them the week before.
But they're the higher seeded team. Thanks, Jim. Let's take a break, Tom. There's some days you just want to go home. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!